You see it? Sit down. Let's go to work. Philippians chapter 3. You got to go to the restroom, go ahead and run back. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, I want you to write this down. Write this down. How to press into the presence of God. How to press, P-R-E-S-S, press into the presence of God. And one of the things that's coming up right now in my heart, because there's no free passage. There's no passage you just walk in. If you want to get in the presence of God, you're going to have to press. All right? Amen. Now in Philippians, I'm going to get it. Hold it, Marjorie. I'm going to get it. In Philippians chapter 3, go to verse 7, Philippians 3, 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Are you with me? Yet doubtless, and I called all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, of Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now notice verse 10, that I may know him. Now think about my eyes and spiritual eyes, you see, he'll let you see him. And that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, the cross, being made conformable to death. I got to die daily. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either was already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may, as long as you're in this world, you're maturing. You never reach the peak, you see. That I may apprehend for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Now, stick with me. Brethren, verse 13. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Now, if you want to get in the presence of God, you're going to have to do this. Forgetting those things what you're behind. I'm talking about tonight. Anything that have gone on in your life, bad, forget it. Good, God got something better for you. Don't hold on to nothing. What I say?
Don't hold on to nothing.
Alright, don't hold on to nothing. Forget those things what you're behind. And reaching for those things what are before. Now reaching is not good enough by itself. Because the next verse says, I press. We got forces trying to stop you. Toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now you're gonna have to listen because I'm gonna jump somewhere in a few minutes. So you're gonna have to be on board. You can't be casual tonight because I'm going to begin to show you something that will excel your life in a matter of moments. All right. So I want you to pay attention as we go. The presence of God is available, but you cannot just walk into it. You have to press into it consistently by a desiring faith. By a desiring faith. I don't know where to go first. We're going to give you a revelation of the potentials of God's presence and the fact you have to expect and respect his presence. So let me read these two or three things, and I'll take you somewhere. You either get in the presence of God or you become a prisoner of the system. Wearing, I can't. I'm going to go back over. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You either get in the presence of God or you become a prisoner of the system wherein I can't.
Yes, sir.
But knowing in his presence, you can. Now, here's a very important statement. You don't have to be perfect to be in the presence of God. Now, one of the things that happened, my sister, you're a new member. One of the things that happened is it becomes so critical in the spirit realm if people don't understand mercy, grace, repentance, forgiveness, all of our shortcoming. And they damage our walk with God because they say we are not holy enough to be in his presence because we made some mistake, you know. And I'd like to know who up in your head made no mistake. I sure won't bow down before you and just let you put your hand on me and pray for me. I never made no mistake. But I know better, so I ain't bothering now. All right, why do I have to press? Because of blockage and forces. They're trying to keep you out of his presence. I must press with the focus that God's presence is my target. Can you give you a few things before I take you someplace and show you how people did it? Now remember this. It's a personal press. It's not by a crowd.
Yes,
see, it's personal. I mean, you can't give it to somebody and say, do you want to go? It's personal. It's not, the crowd most likely not going.
Yeah.
But you have to come to a point that I'm going to make sure I stay in the presence of God. I'm going to hear what God's saying. I'm going to see what God's saying. And I'm going to understand for myself.
Amen.
So it's personal. So don't look at the masses.
Yes, sir.
The masses not in the presence of God.
Amen.
The masses go to church.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now, once you press in, you will find yourself out. You heard that? Yeah. Then he'll help you, you see. In Acts 17, I think it's verse 28, it says, in him we live, move, and we have our being. Mm-hmm. Learn the secret of being pregnant with his presence at all times. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. That's the secret right there. All right? Now, turn to Mark chapter 5. A whole lot of things and a whole lot of people will block you out of the presence of God. And they've been in church before you.
Yeah. Yep.
So they think they know everything. So they tell you, oh, no, you can't do it. No, wait, I heard something.
On,
I wouldn't be sitting here tonight if I listened to some of the people who was older, been in church longer than me. I'll still be down there with them.
Amen.
Trying to make it. This is so important. And, oh, my goodness, some things that you've been dealing with for a long time are about to be solved.
Amen. Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Amen.
divine answers that you've been looking for a long time are about to be given to you. Because tonight we're going to press in the presence of God. We're going to show you what you got to do to press in the presence. You can't be, and you cannot be discouraged. There's a lot of things coming in life trying to discourage us, right? Don't be discouraged. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. All right? Now look at verse chapter 5 of Mark, verse 25. She had to press in his presence to get her healing. And a certain woman in verse 25, which had an issue of blood, how long?
12 years.
Now, the difference in